Section 3, The Rivers and Lakes of Missouri. As you read, look for the following. The location of the Missouri and Mississippi rivers. How the state's rivers are used. How the state's major lakes were formed. How the lakes are used in Missouri. Vocabulary terms. Headwaters, dam, lock, tributary, hydroelectric. Missouri owes a lot to its rivers and lakes. Not only have they shaped the land, but they have also shaped the state's history and its economy. Missouri even owes its name to its heritage of rivers and lakes. The state was named after the river that the early French explorers called Missouri. It was how they pronounced the Algonquian word the Illinois tribe used for its neighbors. The Missouri, in their Siouan language, called themselves Niuachi. Page 70. Missouri's Rivers. You have already read that the Missouri River flows from west to east across the state. The headwaters, the place where a river begins, of the Missouri are in Montana. By the time it reaches our state, the Missouri River has already traveled 1,800 of its 2,341 miles. The river first touches the state at the far northwest corner. At Kansas City, it makes a sharp turn toward the east and then crosses the state until it reaches the Mississippi River near St. Louis. As the crow flies, that is about 280 miles. But the river winds back and forth so much, it covers a distance of 350 miles, and that is after engineers straightened out parts of the river with dikes and new channels. The Mississippi River's headwaters are in Minnesota. The river runs for about 300 miles along the eastern edge of Missouri. Along the Mississippi, between St. Louis and Minnesota, are 26 dams and locks. 7 of them are along the river in Missouri. The dams hold back the water and make it possible to keep the river deep and slow enough for towboats to push barges up and down the river. The locks allow the barges and other boats to get around the dams. The locks are like large bathtubs that have gates on each end. Imagine a towboat pushing barges upstream toward a dam. The gates on the downstream end of the lock open, and the towboat pushes the barges into the lock. When the gates close, water is added to the lock. This raises the water level in the lock to the same level as the water on the upstream side of the dam. Then the upstream gates of the lock open, and the towboat pushes the barges out of the lock. For barges going downstream, the process is just the opposite, with water let out of the lock to lower its water level to the same level as the water on the downstream side of the dam. Page 72. Barges also travel up and down the Missouri River, but dams and locks are not necessary. The slope the Missouri River flows down is not as steep as the slope of the Mississippi. This is because the Missouri River, by this point, is flowing across the eastern Great Plains. As a result, the Missouri River carries away much more soil and is muddier than the Mississippi. One of the Missouri River's nicknames is the Big Muddy. Farmers along the Missouri sometimes say it is too thick to drink, and too thin to plow. The Missouri and Mississippi are, of course, not the only rivers in our state. There are hundreds of rivers, large and small. Most flow into either the Missouri or the Mississippi. We call a river that flows into another river a tributary. The Missouri is a tributary of the Mississippi. Some of the tributaries of the Missouri include the Platte River in northwest Missouri. It flows into the Missouri near the town of Platte City. The Grand River and the Chariton River both flow across north-central Missouri. The Grand enters the Missouri near Brunswick. The Chariton enters the Missouri about a dozen miles downstream near Glasgow. Did you know? At its headwaters in Kansas, the Osage River is called the Mer de Zine, French for Marsh of the Swans. Page 73. The Osage River begins in Kansas and flows across western Missouri before joining the Missouri River near Bonnot's Mill. A little farther downstream, the Gasconade River ends its long journey from southwest Missouri, flowing into the Missouri near the town of Gasconade. Two important tributaries of the Mississippi River in Missouri are the Salt River in northeast Missouri and the Merrimack River. The Salt River enters the Mississippi near Ashburn. The Merrimack comes out of the Ozarks and joins the Mississippi near St. Louis. Two other rivers in Missouri both begin as Ozark streams. They enter the Mississippi, but not before they flow into Arkansas. One is the Black River, and the other is the St. Francis River. Both are in southeast Missouri. Three Ozark streams in south-central Missouri are very well known for their beauty and their canoeing. They get a lot of their water from large springs. The Jack's Fork River flows into the Current River, which eventually flows into the Black River in Arkansas. The 11 Point River flows into Arkansas before it joins the Black River. Both the Jack's Fork and the 11 Point are protected as part of the Ozark National Scenic Riverways. Page 74. Missouri's Lakes. Three of the rivers just mentioned are important for another reason. All three are dammed along their paths to form some of Missouri's largest lakes. The Osage River, in fact, is dammed twice. The Harry S. Truman Dam near Warsaw forms Truman Reservoir. The Bagnell Dam near the town of Bagnell forms the Lake of the Ozarks. A dam on the St. Francis River creates Lake Wapapella, named after the nearby town in southeast Missouri. In northeast Missouri, the Clarence Cannon Dam near Monroe City makes Mark Twain Lake. A dam on the Sac River near Stockton creates Stockton Lake in west-central Missouri. Not too far away, the Pomme de Terre River is dammed near Hermitage to form a lake by the same name. Several Ozark streams along the state line with Arkansas have been dammed to form lakes that stretch across the line into both northwest Arkansas and southwest Missouri. The White River helps to form Table Rock Lake, Lake Taneycomo, and Bull Shoals Lake. A branch of the White River is dammed to create Norfolk Lake, most of which is in Arkansas. Two large lakes in northern Missouri are reservoirs created by dams. One is the Smithville Reservoir near the town of the same name. It provides drinking water and recreation for the area. The other is the Thomas Hill Reservoir between Moberly and Macon. It was created to provide cooling water for a nearby power plant. Along with creating recreation areas and sources of drinking water, lakes created by dams in Missouri help control flooding by holding back water during wet times. Several large dams in Missouri have an additional purpose, to generate electricity. Water flowing through gates in the dams turns generators that create electricity. We call this hydroelectric power. Did you know? The French named the Pomme de Terre River for the potatoes, earth apples, The Osage Indians grew. Do you remember? Number 1. Choose one of the rivers in Missouri and describe how it affects the surrounding area. Number 2. Name two of Missouri's largest lakes.